the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, September 20th through September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, New York City Mayor Eric Adams and his administration are facing multiple investigations. Key members of his team have been leaving their positions. It seems like a bit of a quandary. We will look into that. Also in this next half hour, a number of public meetings about energy are coming up in Kansas over the coming months. You, of course, are the public in public meetings. Your voice is important, and so, too, is civility.
Kansas has huge changes ahead in the way we make, transport, and use electricity. Everyone's patience will be tested.
Coming up on KPR, commentator Scott Carlberg talks about the good and bad of public meetings. Coming up just ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers.
105 Live is a new contemporary music series showcasing the best new and notable music from all 105 counties in Kansas. With live in-studio sessions, interviews, concert listings, and more, it is the place to learn about homegrown music coming out of the Sunflower State. Your host is Nick Carswell. Join him for 105 Live beginning Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. on KPR One.
Support for NPR.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, that story, and the latest news headlines from Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Tom Parkinson. Tune in.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka, 79 in Abilene, and the time is 3:30.
Wall Street, the Dow was down 293 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. President Joe Biden has granted Governor Laura Kelly's request for a federal disaster declaration following summer storm damage in 14 Kansas counties. Severe storms, including tornadoes and flooding, hit parts of the state from June 26th through July 7th. Counties included in the disaster declaration include Chase, Clark, Comanche, Donovan, Finney, Geary, Gray, Greeley, Hamilton, Kearney, Meade, Scott, Thomas, and Waubonsie. More troubling reports about the Kansas foster care system have surfaced. This year, emergency crews rushed to a Topeka foster care facility twice to save the lives of children. As Blaise Messo reports, poor supervision at foster care offices has become a problem.
One child took muscle relaxants and was overdosing. Another child found glass and cut their arms and neck. The incidents happened at a KVC Kansas office in Topeka in May and June. Foster care agencies can't comment on individual cases. We don't know how often employees at the private foster care agencies hired by the state checked the children there or how many staff were watching them. Linda Boss with KVC Kansas told lawmakers that the state needs to invest more in prevention services to keep kids out of offices.
maybe there is still a perception out there that we have 3, 4, 5, 8-year-olds in the office. We do not. We have teens that have come into care because their parents were overwhelmed.
The state doesn't publicly report when kids nearly die, so it isn't clear how often this happens. I'm Blaise Messa with The Beacon.
Some University of Kansas students are protesting a move to downscale diversity and inclusion programs on the Lawrence campus. KU told students in an email this month that it is consolidating 3 campus resource centers into 1 center for student engagement. KU student Monty Coash Johnson founded a group called Save Our Centers KU. He says the separate centers helped marginalized students find tailor places for them where they feel at home.
Queer people, women, people of color need these safe spaces that they can go to when they feel like the world is essentially against them.
A new state law that went into effect in July bars students from requiring diversity statements in hiring or admissions. Several Kansas colleges have also merged their diversity programs in response to political pressure from lawmakers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, winds coming out of the east. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Clear skies tomorrow night, a low in the lower 50s. We do finally get a slight chance of rain on Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Slight chance of rain on Friday night as well with lows in the upper 50s. Should be clear sailing for the next several days after that. Sunshine all around with highs in the upper 70s each day. It's 3:35.
No New York City mayor has ever been indicted. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Kim in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Public input meetings are often held at the local, state, and national levels to hear from the public about important projects. You may have attended one yourself. If you did, was your voice heard? KPR commentator Scott Carlberg says your voice is important, and so is your civility.
Some memories stick with a person. One of mine is a public meeting back in the Carolinas I helped organize. The goal was to gather input about a nuclear energy issue. I knew it would be memorable when a busload of zombies arrived. Really, zombies. Each with a right hand on the shoulder of the person ahead. Cool makeup, too. But it turned out less than ghostly, which I'll explain in just a bit. But why even discuss this? Because we have a lot of civic meetings coming up for input about cities and states. Energy will be a big topic, and we don't need supernatural speculation. Public meetings have purposes: to educate citizens, companies, government bodies, to make plans, understand information gaps, and also to hear and correct rumors, a major job, and take the temperature of citizens, too. That's important. What should an attendee expect at a public meeting? Real information, maps, tables, statistics, plans, demos, and after that, active listening to audience viewpoints. A summary ought to go to attendees. But such professionalism is no one-way street. Presenters deserve an audience willing to listen, learn, and audience members who respectfully provide the facts and feelings. I've seen just the opposite. I was in one middle-sized Indiana town where children were paraded in gas masks to protest a small natural gas power plant. Is that a dignified thing to do to a child? In another session, a high school student delivered her points to support a solar project. She was shouted down by senior citizens in the crowd. That is not how to mentor the next generation. Bad behavior has all the dignity of showing a bare backside in the public square. Citizens have a big reason to use thoughtful demeanors, though. Credibility. Remember the zombies? In that meeting were students and young energy professionals presenting about risk management, environment, our energy future, and power plant sites. Clear, reasoned, and fact-based. Not so for the zombies. While behaved, they were memorable, but for their look, not logic. That's sad because those people had genuine concerns that were discounted with the costumes. They were amusing, not admired. They did not advance their cause. To prepare for this KPR commentary, I looked back at a Kansas public meeting in July about the Grain Belt Express transmission line, and I came away proud. The presentations were thorough, and the remarks from the audience were thoughtful. The public had a chance for one-on-one discussion with presenters before the meeting, too. In Douglas County this spring, there were almost 9 hours of testimony about the Kansas Sky Energy Center solar field. Commissioners approved a conditional use permit for a 600-acre project north of Lawrence. A Sierra Club rep said the solar project is, quote, the most responsible and urgent thing that we can do. Debate was civil. So why bring all this up now? Because real challenges are ahead in civic meetings, especially for electric power. Kansas has huge changes ahead in the way we make, transport, and use electricity. Everyone's patience will be tested because people and groups with narrow personal energy and economic interests will be out in force, some to provide facts and some fear. The way that we're going to build a smart energy future is to listen and learn, have a dialogue, do research in credible places, and not be the zombie in the audience.
Commentator Scott Carlberg has worked in energy industry communications for more than 40 years. His career includes work with the petroleum and power industries. He's also worked for research, nonprofit, and higher education organizations. He lives in Leawood. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then a conversation about the latest lawsuit brought against Sean Combs. Follows a federal indictment charging the rap mogul with sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. That story and much more still to come on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. Chance of rain Friday afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, chance of rain Friday night. Lows in the upper 50s then, sunshine, no rain in the forecast, all the way through Tuesday of next week. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Chanute, 76 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
NPR station. NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, a charter member of NPR from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 50s tonight under clear skies. Tomorrow sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. It is 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
30s involves the risk of loss.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert September 29th, a film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
Is considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Stay tuned. Lots more to talk about coming up in our next few minutes. Comparatively few people have been rolling up their sleeves to get the latest COVID-19 vaccines. That's according to data from the CDC tracking such things. Rob Stein will tell us why. Also, much of Florida is bracing for the arrival of a very big hurricane. Governor DeSantis is urging residents to pay attention to evacuation orders.
You can hide from the wind, and there will be significant wind on this storm, but you got to run from the water.
Forecasters expect Helene to become a Category 3 storm or higher before making landfall tomorrow. Debbie Elliott has the latest. Also, Becky Sullivan talked to a bunch of people about what does most valuable player actually mean when it comes to baseball. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. Tonight, Romantic Composers takes on old music. Plus, a flight of the bumblebee unlike any you've ever heard before, or so we are assured. Evening Classical with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for NPR.
Tips tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
News headlines are up next. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia, 81 in Atchison. It is 4:30.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 293 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New disturbing reports about the state of the Kansas foster care system. Police reports show two incidents at a Topeka foster care office where children nearly died. One child took muscle relaxants and was overdosing. Another child found glass and cut their arms and neck. Those incidents took place in May and June. KDC Kansas, the private agency hired by the state, could not comment on the individual cases, but lawmakers say they want to know more about incidents where kids in foster care are in danger. Here's Republican Kansas State Senator Molly Baumgartner.
All we ask is when something occurs that's out of the ordinary, include that in the report. Historically, this committee has learned what's really going on with our foster kids when we get a phone call from the reporter.
Baumgartner said she hasn't heard of any similar incidents. The number of tourists in Kansas and how much they spent grew past pre-pandemic numbers last year. That's according to a new report. Celia Hack has the details.
The state had about 38 million visitors in 2023, up 4% from the prior year. That's also more than the number of visitors the state got in 2019, the year before the pandemic hit and tourism numbers crashed. Bridget Job is the director of Kansas Tourism. She said last year, major events like music festivals and concerts started returning to Kansas and Missouri.
I do know people who came to the Taylor Swift concert and stayed in hotels on the Kansas side. We know that the Taylor Swift effect is real. And holding those major events in the state or close by do affect us.
Visitor spending in Kansas reached $8 billion last year, almost 5% more than 2022. I'm Celia Hack, in Wichita.
Some University of Kansas students are protesting a move to downscale diversity and inclusion programs on the Lawrence campus. KU told students in an email this month that it's consolidating three campus resource centers into one center for student engagement. KU student Monty Koash Johnson founded a group called Save Our Centers KU. He says the separate centers helped marginalized students find tailored places where they can feel at home.
Queer people, women, people of color need these safe spaces that they can go to when they feel like the world is essentially against them.
A new state law that went into effect in July bars universities from requiring diversity statements in hiring or admissions. Several Kansas colleges have also merged their diversity programs in response to political pressure from lawmakers. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:35.
This is
interviews, concert previews, and more. 105 Live airs 5 p.m. Saturdays starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. News headlines will be coming your way at 5:01. Then, Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon this week have left hundreds dead. The head of Lebanon's health ministry says far and away the largest number of casualties are civilians.
We're talking about women. We're talking about children. I mean, we're not talking about combatants.
More on the attacks and how Lebanon's healthcare system is coping coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s, down to the lower 50s tomorrow night. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Routines, but when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with news headlines. Clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas, lows in the lower 50s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
78 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Still to come, we will talk more about threats from Iran against former President Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We'll learn more about the investigation swirling around New York City Mayor Eric Adams. And we'll have a commentary on the issue of public civility, particularly decorum in public meetings. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR.
Mark your calendars for a new show from KPR. It's called 105 Live, a new original music showcase coming to KPR Saturday, October 5th. Nick Carswell is your host, bringing you some of the best in contemporary music being created in all 105 counties in Kansas, from Allen to Wyandotte. Listen for 105 Live coming to KPR One Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, highs in the upper 70s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. The time is 5:20.
I can get away without paying taxes, which doesn't seem fair.
Driving around Nevada, talking taxes and tips on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up next. The time is 5:30.
For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. President Joe Biden has granted Governor Laura Kelly's request for a federal disaster declaration following summer storm damage in 14 Kansas counties. Severe storms, including tornadoes and flooding, hit parts of the state from June 26th through July 7th. Counties included in the disaster declaration are Chase, Clark, Comanche, Donovan, Finney, Geary, Gray, Greeley, Hamilton, Kearney, Meade, Scott, Thomas, and Waubonsie. More troubling reports are emerging about the Kansas foster care system. This year, emergency crews rushed to a Topeka foster care facility two times to save the lives of children. As Blaise Mesa reports, poor supervision at foster care offices has become a problem.
One child took muscle relaxants and was overdosing. Another child found glass and cut their arms and neck. The incidents happened at a KVC Kansas office in Topeka in May and June. Foster care agencies can't comment on individual cases. We don't know how often employees at the private foster care agencies hired by the state checked the children there or how many staff were watching them. Linda Boss with KVC Kansas told lawmakers that the state needs to invest more in prevention services to keep kids out of offices.
Maybe there is still a perception out there that we have 3, 4, 5, 8-year-olds in the office. We do not. We have teens that have come into care because their parents were overwhelmed.
The state doesn't publicly report when kids nearly die, so it isn't clear how often this happens. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Some University of Kansas students are protesting a move to downscale diversity and inclusion programs on the Lawrence campus. KU told students in an email this month it is consolidating three campus resource centers into one center for student engagement. KU student Monty Koash Johnson founded a group called Save Our Centers KU. He said the separate centers helped marginalized students find tailored places where they feel at home.
Queer people, women, people of color need these safe spaces that they can go to when they feel like the world is essentially against them.
A new state law went into effect in July, barring universities from requiring diversity statements in hiring or admissions. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Public input meetings are often held at the local, state, and national levels to hear from the public about important projects. You may have attended one yourself. If you did, was your voice heard? KPR commentator Scott Carlberg says your voice is important, and so is your civility.
Some memories stick with a person. The way that we're going to build a smart energy future is to listen and learn, have a dialogue, do research in credible places, and not be the zombie in the audience.
Commentator Scott Carlberg has worked in energy industry communications for more than 40 years. His career includes work with the petroleum and power industries. He's also worked for research, nonprofit, and higher education organizations. He lives in Leawood.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting the Call Valley Jukebox, a source for local musicians to submit their music for preservation and public access, streaming through the library. More information at music.lplks.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a word of warning. We are going to be discussing some allegations of sexual assault. We will learn about the latest lawsuit being brought against Sean Combs, the rap mogul, who has been charged with a federal set of crimes, sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy. We will also learn more about this report from the Homeland Security Committee about their investigation into the failures of the Secret Service. That is all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. We do have a chance of rain Friday and Friday night. But after that, absolutely no rain in the forecast all the way through at least Tuesday of next week. It is 10 minutes before 6.
The rhetoric may be ramping up, but NPR News is focused on the facts as Election Day nears. Stay with us to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
All the analysis, all the information you need as the elections draw near, we'll bring it to you from KPR and NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.